And he just walked in here this morning.
Yeah.
I don't know if he flew in, drove in. I don't know nothing about it. And I know one thing, it didn't take him long to get to worshiping God. So you pray for him as he preaches, because he's kind of getting right in the middle of this, you know, and we're pretty well rolling right along. So you pray for him. God will give him what he wants us to have this morning. You've never been in that spot, you may not understand what I'm talking about. If you ever been there, you'll get it.
Thank you, preacher.
Amen.
What he didn't tell you about that story 2 years ago is this was the second camp meeting I had ever been to. And I'm telling you, I didn't understand nothing about any of this 2 years ago. I walked in here. He said, I want Eric Hill to come preach. I was trying to figure out if there's somebody with my name. Then I realized real quick who he was talking about. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
It's an honor to be here. Yeah. And we left yesterday morning for South Carolina. Got in last night about 2 a.m. Excited to be in church.
Amen.
Acts chapter 3.
Come on, brother.
Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3 and verse number 1, I'll begin reading. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple. Now let me read that phrase again. Whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Verse 3, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked alms. Verse 4, and Peter, fastening his eyes upon him and John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have thee, I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
Amen.
And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength.
Amen.
And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping.
Amen.
And praising God. Now go back to the end of verse 2. That phrase, he said, to ask alms of them. Verse number 3, about to go into the temple, asked an alms. Verse 8, and he leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping.
Amen.
And praising God. I want to take just a few moments and I'll get out of the way this morning and preach to you on this thought. When you get more than you were looking for.
Amen.
When you get more than you're looking for. He came that day just like it was any other day. He came walking that day like it had been any other day. But little they know, he'd leave with more than he was looking for.
Amen, Richard.
Can you imagine this guy carrying a cup every day of his life?
Right.
Standing at the gate of the temple.
Amen.
Every day.
Yeah.
Not knowing that on this day.
Yeah.
He'd get more.
Amen.
Than he's looking for.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, this morning, I'm nothing but your everything. I pray for a little while this morning that you'd empty me. Fill me up.
Amen.
And God, I'll love you and thank you. Because God, 21 years ago, on November the 1st, I got more than I was looking for. And God, this morning, I pray you just let me share my heart in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll show you three quick things. Number one, I want you to see his request. The Bible said that he was asking for alms. He never asked for a doctor.
No.
He never asked for help. Find it where he said, will y'all please heal me?
Yeah.
No, you're right.
He had perfectly gotten content.
Yep.
With just holding his cup.
Right. Yeah.
Now here's the scary part about this. According to that Bible, he went to church every day.
Yeah. You're right, preacher.
You're right.
According to that Bible, he went to church every day of his life, but would go home the same way that he came in.
Yeah.
You say, how in the world does somebody go to church every day of their life
and not get no help? It's simple. It's in the scriptures.
Yeah.
The Bible said he stayed at the gate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
He went to church, but he never got in.
Yeah. Bring on that.
He went to church every day, but he never stepped in.
Amen. Bless God.
And you may have been here every service.
Yeah.
But you ain't got in yet.
Yeah.
Everybody else is shown.
Well, you're just standing at the door.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody else
is going inside.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you're just saying, why does somebody do that?
Yeah.
You say you think this guy didn't believe God could heal him?
Hey.
I think he knew God could heal. I just don't think he believed God could do it for him.
Yeah. Right. Come on,
Can I tell you? It ain't that we don't believe God can do it. It's just a lot of times we look at us and don't believe he can really do it for us.
Right.
Oh, he can do it for the preacher.
You're right.
He can do it for the evangelist.
Yeah, amen.
But who am I?
Yeah.
I'm a nobody. How many of you is 100% convinced Jesus has never made a mistake? Throw your hands up. 100% convinced.
Yes, sir.
With your hands up. Then why sometimes do you look in the mirror and think you are one?
Right, preacher.
Come on.
Why do you look in the mirror sometimes and go, I wish this was different. And I wish that was different.
Yeah.
You believe God never made a mistake, and guess what? He made you just like you're supposed to be.
That's right. Yep.
And every day, the Bible said that they laid him daily at the temple. Now, we'll give him one credit. At least if he had to go somewhere, he went to church.
Yeah.
I know people say, well, y'all go to church for the right reason. I'll be honest with you. When I was lost, I wasn't thinking nothing about church. I just have learned to wear a suit coat in the last year. Don't let all this business fool you. I didn't grow up in church. I don't know nothing about none of this. I was on my way to hell. And in a high school cafeteria, a buddy of mine said, we want you to join the FCA. I said, I can't be a Christian doing what I do. He said, well, they got pretty girls and free donuts. I said, a Christian it is. Little did I know that on November the 1st, on a Wednesday night, a football coach in a high school cafeteria asked me a question. I didn't have no doubt. I knew I was hellbound. And before that night, I was okay with it.
Yeah. Yeah, been there.
But on that night, he said, you ought to go to hell, but.
Yeah, boy.
That's the greatest but I'd ever heard.
Amen.
He said, but Jesus will take you.
Yeah.
I don't know what I prayed.
Yeah.
I don't know what I said.
Yeah.
Amen.
Something to this effect, Lord, if you're going to have.
Yeah.
What that guy told me you'll do. I want some.
Yeah.
I got news for you.
Yeah.
He didn't do half of it, Brother Cody.
Yeah.
He didn't do part of it. Hey, I got more than I was looking for. More than I was looking for.
Amen.
Let me ask you though.
Hey.
Are you content with your cup?
Woo!
No, I believe he never asked for healing because he had done got comfortable just standing at the gate.
Right.
How many people are saved? It'll never go any further with God.
Come on now.
Because they done got okay being on the outside. Because let me say this, you mark it down and say, I said it. Your heart will leave before your body ever does.
You're right.
Yeah, you're right.
Your heart will leave a situation. Your heart will leave the church before your feet ever do.
Yes, that's a fact.
Your heart will leave your marriage before your feet ever do.
Yep.
Your heart will leave your job before your feet ever do.
You're right.
Yes.
But paying attention to your heart.
Amen.
See, this cup is not that heavy. If I hold it right here, the rest of the afternoon I eat at lunch with it holding right here, by tonight, Brother Cody, it's going to get real heavy.
Oh, I guess right.
You know why? Because something that I thought was small, that I could carry, the longer I carry it, the heavier it gets.
That's good preaching.
Let me ask you a question. What's your cup? What you done got comfortable? And here's the problem with this kind of meeting. Is we all know how to shout when it's the shout time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We all know how to look like.
Yeah.
We got it all together. But fact is, most of us ain't really got any of it. But I got news for you. It's the teenage boy that rode with us, he said, "Why in the world are you going for only four services?" I said, "I'd go if I only could get one." You say, "Why?" "Because it might be that one that Jesus decided to take my car." I ain't never got over the fact that I get to go to church. I ought to be in a ditch somewhere. I ain't never got over that I get to do this. I never got over it.
Yeah, boy.
Go ahead.
We see his request. Number two.
I like it.
We see his reality check. You know what they said? They said, "Hey, look at us."
Yeah.
Why? Because you ever notice, Brother Cody, when you preach hard, everybody wants to figure out what color the carpet is.
Yeah.
I got news for you. It's going to be this shade of green the whole rest of the week. Just look up here.
Yeah.
Y'all know, don't you?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's that the preacher's walking on their feet and they want to make sure they're still there. I don't know.
It's true. That's right, brother.
But you get to preach it. You know why I made him look up? Because you'll never get over your problem until you first admit you got one.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey!
You'll never get rid of your cup until you first admit why you're holding one.
Yeah, you're telling me right.
You'll never get past where you're at today until you realize, I love that testimony over there.
Yeah.
Amen.
I like somebody that'll just admit, Jesus did a whole lot for me.
Amen.
Because sometimes we get scared. Well, what are they going to think if I ain't perfect? Guess what? They ain't either. And if you ever find the perfect church, don't join it. You just mess it up.
Amen.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Right.
But if we're not careful, we'll get used to carrying this cup and we'll never have a reality check. I drove 15 hours this morning. To give you a reality check.
Amen.
I tell you, you may look the part. You may act the part. You may have preached this week. You may have sang this week. But if you're not careful, you can go home the same way you came.
What's the truth?
Amen.
I don't know about you. I don't want my cup going back to South Carolina.
Amen.
Amen, bro.
I didn't go to leave.
Amen.
By the way, I'm glad when Jesus found me, he didn't leave me. The way that he found me.
Oh, yeah.
I got saved. My mama wanted the church she was going to. She wanted her people to examine me. And I'll leave it at that. Because she said, people don't change like you. I told them I was called to preach. And she said, well, they need to examine you to see if you really heard from God. I said, I'll tell you what, mama, I got a good test on whether or not I heard from God. She said, how about that? I said, let's rehab this conversation in about 20 years.
She said,
what you mean? I said, because when you really get Jesus, it don't wear off.
Amen.
It ain't a Sunday thing. It ain't a one-time thing. Honey, it's an every day. I get to walk with him, and he gave me more than I was looking for.
Amen.
Now, the Bible says, see a reality check, we see a request. Number three, I'm finished. We see the result.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
Now, I'm going to read the Baptist version of this. He said, look up, Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but in the name of Jesus, get up and walk.
Oh, yeah.
And the Baptist version says, the boy got up. But that ain't what happened.
That ain't what happened.
You know what the Bible says? Peter.
Yep.
You're about right. Yeah. You know why? You know what the church's job is?
Yes.
You can't save nobody. But you better make sure when God saves them, you help them learn how to walk.
Yes.
You better make sure you help them learn how to get up. You better make sure you help them walk this way.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It's Jesus'
name.
Lazarus, come out the tomb. Jesus called him. Lazarus, come walking out. And he looked at the disciples and said, loose him.
Yeah.
And let him go.
Yeah.
It was Jesus' job to give him life, but it was the church's job to help get him free.
Amen.
Man, that's good.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
By the way, you know another result? The Bible said that he was leaving.
Amen.
Praise to God, my favorite part. Bible said he went with him in the temple.
Yeah,
can I tell you what will happen if you really get in? You'll go to church.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Well, somebody has to beg you to go to church. Well, somebody has to talk you into going to church.
Right.
When you really get in, you'll want to go.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's good.
Hey,
I'll tell you this, and I'm finished. I'll tell you too. There's a little boy. Back in the old days, they tell me there was candy stores where you could walk in and just stick your hand in a barrel and put candy in a bag.
Yep.
They wouldn't do that now. They'd have all kind of convictions about germs. Amen?
Yeah.
But this mama took this little boy to the candy store every day to do grocery shopping. And one day, he was standing outside the barrel. And as he was standing outside the barrel, the store owner came over and said, boy, get you some candy. And the little boy just stood there looking at the owner. He said, boy, get you some candy. And the little boy just stood there looking. At this point, mama got mad because she thinks he's being disrespectful.
Yeah.
Boy, you better take some candy. And he just stood there. Finally, that old store owner reached his hand down, grabbed it, threw some candy in the bag, and said, here, boy, it's on me. Walked out the store. His mom was mad. She said, when we get home, I'm going to get you. She said, that was disrespectful. She said, I can't believe you did that. She said, you about missed out. He said, no, mama. He said, I need you to understand that I understood one thing. She said, what's that, son? He said, mama, I knew that if I was patient and I didn't stick my hand in the candy jar, that the owner would stick his hand in the candy jar, and his hand is a whole lot bigger than my hand. And I tell you today, honey, Jesus, he can give you more than you're looking for. I'm done, but I got to go get my own title, and I'm finished. The guy, I told you at the beginning that he got more than he was looking for. And then I realized right before I got to preach this for the first time that he didn't get more than he was looking for. He got exactly what he was looking for. He said, what?
Come on.
The Bible said he was asking what?
Alms.
Alms is a fancy way of saying coins. You know all this guy wanted every day of his life? Was he went every day of his life just looking for some change. He went every day looking for some change. And little did he know, on that day, he got more change than he ever got. He went looking for the world's change. And he left with God's change.
Yeah.
Can't you imagine as he left the house that day and said, God, I hope it's a good day for change. God probably thought, boy, there's going to be more change.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, brother.
He went, won't change.
Well, he left boy.
With the change.
Yeah. 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 Amen, brother. That's great.
I'm done. What are you going to leave with?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.